insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد والثناء لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين لا سيما بقية الله في العالمين روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء. Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters. Welcome to another of our programs. We hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the understanding of His verses. First, let's hear the verses.
وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ الْجَنَّةِ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ وَإِذْ أَخَذْنَا مِيثَاقَ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ لَا تَعْبُدُونَ إِلَّا اللَّهَ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا وَذِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْيَتَامَى وَالْمَسَاكِينِ وَقُولُوا لِلنَّاسِ حُسْنًا وَقُولُوا لِلنَّاسِ حُسْنًا وَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةَ ثُمَّ تَوَلَّيْتُمْ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا مِّنْكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ مُعْرِضُونَ.
We were going over verse 83, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses and explains to us the pledge that was taken from Bani Israel, the children of Israel, the Jews, which are the commandments that were given to these people. Two of the commandments, which the first was لا تعبدون إلا الله, that one should not worship except for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should only worship Him, we should only listen to Him. And the second was وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. We explained these two in previous sessions. Before explaining the next commandment, I would have to explain one thing that I think some people may be wondering why we're explaining this. The question that people may have is that, okay, these commandments are addressed to Bani Israel, so why do we need to explain them for ourselves, okay, and use them for ourselves? Well, these points that have been mentioned in these verses are commandments that were given to Bani Israel, but they are general principles that apply to all religions and all faiths. This is not only, as one can see, they are not points that have been mentioned, the particular laws that apply to Bani Israel. Yes, there were particular laws that apply to Bani Israel that do not apply to any nation after or before. Okay, when Prophet Jesus came, he made certain things that had been made haram on Bani Israel, and they were forbidden upon Bani Israel. Prophet Jesus came and made those legal and allowed people from then on to practice those. Yes, we have those. But these commandments that we're reading in these verses are not some of those laws that were only applicable to Bani Israel. So, what is being mentioned here is addressed to us as well. These are things that we need to do as well. So, the third pledge, or we could consider it actually part of the second pledge that's taken from Bani Israel, is this. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after saying, وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا, He says, وَذِلْ قُرْبَى. In other words, we're supposed to do good to not just the parents. The parents are first priority, very important. But then after that, ذِلْ قُرْبَى, relatives. Relatives in Islam, we have, again, similar to the parents, but not as much as the emphasis that we have for respecting and being kind to the parents. But we have a lot of emphasis in keeping ties and a good relationship with our relatives, with our family members. Unfortunately, in the Western lifestyle, for many people, this trend is lost, and we don't get to socialize and get together with our family members as much as we should. It is very beneficial that we do that. We pay respect. We get together and have a good relationship with our relatives. Be kind to them. Okay, being kind to them has a lot of different applications. Being kind to them means, you know, obviously good treatment, pleasant presence with them, that, you know, good words and inviting them to the house, you know, for a meal, things like that. But also something that sometimes is neglected maybe by some that I need to just remind is financial kindness. Okay, if some of the relatives are suffering somewhere, you know, somewhere in the world where they're living, if they're suffering, I need to know. It's very shameful that someone in my own family, in my own relatives, is suffering from some problem and I'm not even aware of that, so that I may be able to help them out. So this is something important that we need to do. However, at the same time, I would like to mention this, that again, this point, similar to what was mentioned regarding the parents, this point that's been mentioned in the Holy Quran and the emphasis that we find in the Holy Quran and also in the Ahadith has been taken out of context and sometimes explained a little differently, such that some people think that it doesn't matter what or who the relatives are, what faith they have, we have got to keep ties, meaning that we should visit them, we should have contact with them, even if they are openly disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's laws. Why? Because God has said, I have to be kind to my relatives. This is kind of taking it out of context, brothers and sisters. We should be kind to our relatives, but that doesn't mean when they do something wrong, we're not supposed to tell them that that's wrong. Just because saying, oh, if I tell them, then that may cause problems in the family. No, if that would be the case, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted us to be kind to the family and not say anything when they're doing something wrong, then I'm sorry, you know, the Holy Prophet caused all those people in Mecca to go against this command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because those people caused a huge, you know, dilemma in their tribes and with their parents, with their relatives, regarding, you know, the issue of the Prophet of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in obeying the laws of Islam. Okay, this is not the case that we have got to respect the relatives to this extent that, oh, I shouldn't say anything because it's going to cause problems in my family. No, if something is going on wrong, and I know if I say it, it is going to do something. It is going to cause them to think twice about it. It's going to cause them not to do it, at least in my presence. Then I've got to do that. I've got to stop that. If that means I don't go to the wedding because they're going to be dancing, they're not going to have hijab on, it's going to be a mixed gathering. If I do that, you know, some people ask, okay, you know, that's going to cause problems in the family if I don't go and this and that. Well, if you're not going, is actually going to do something with these people and they're going to realize that this is wrong, then I've got to do that. Although some people are going to turn back and say, why, you know, you're causing problems in the family. Well, I can't disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When He has told me that this is wrong and you need to keep others from doing it if you can, well, I know my, you know, if I do not participate in this wedding, that's going to cause people to say, okay, we need to change the way we hold these programs. If it's going to do that, then I've got to not attend that. Now, I'm not talking about this particular case right now and all the aspects of it. There's a lot of different aspects. I'm just giving this as an example. Okay, there's a lot of different aspects that need to be evaluated before one could say that, should I, you know, is it definitely wrong for me to go? Okay, or should I attend such a session? There's a lot of different aspects of that. I don't want to create problems by just saying this. Don't take this as a general principle that if there is a wedding by the relatives that haram is going to be happening, then it's haram for me to go. No, it depends. There's a lot of different conditions. But what I mentioned was a clear-cut thing regarding, you know, a situation where an individual's lack of participation in such a gathering would actually have a very a good impact on at least a good number of those people or some of those people in the way they conduct their lives and the way they act and the way they hold these programs. If it's going to have such an impact, then yes, they do need to think twice about going there. They do need to stay away, even if it causes problems in the family, okay? Even if it causes problems in the family. Of course, in this same case, now what that problem is, if someone's going to get killed, that's a different story, okay? So, again, don't take this as a general principle that if there's a haram gathering going on by the family, it's haram for me to participate no matter what. Okay, that's not what I'm trying to say. The point that I'm trying to make is this, that this issue that Islam says We've got to respect the relatives. Be kind to them. Should not be taken out of context and said that, you know, I shouldn't do anything that would cause problems in the family. No, I've got to do things. Sometimes it's going to cause people to get upset. Okay, well, if that's the right thing to do, then I've got to do it, even if it is going to be making people in my family upset. I won't go any further with that. This is an important point to keep in mind. All right. And the other point that I need to mention regarding this is, if direct contact, visiting my relatives in their homes, is going to have a negative impact on my religion or my children's religion or on my wife's religion, then again, that doesn't mean that I have to actually continue visiting them in their homes. That's not the only way to be kind to these people. All right? You can be kind by calling them, by being nice to them every time you see them, but that doesn't mean I have to visit them every week or every day or every month. If that's going to have a negative impact on my own family Islamically, then no, I don't need to do that. I can still be kind to them. You know, I'm not cutting relationships. I'm not cutting my ties. But I do contact them over the phone. Sometimes I visit them, but short visits. I got to make sure that my religion is not, is not deteriorating. So it is important, very important, loads of emphasis in the Holy Quran, in the Ahadith, about respecting and being kind to the relatives, but that should be kept in context, which is that it shouldn't cause us to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It shouldn't cause us to stay away from the laws that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has obligated on us, and it shouldn't cause us to destroy our own religion or our wife or children's religion because we want to visit our relatives. Inshallah, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us understand His religion the way He wants us to, and also to help us practice it. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ya Sattar al-Uyubi, Ya Ghaffar al-Dhunubi, Ya Sattar al-Uyubi, Ya Ghaffar al-Dhunubi, Ya علام الغيوب يا كشاف الكروب يا دافع الخطوب يا جابر المعطوف يا من هو مندوب فعفوك مطلوب
يا دافع الخطوب يا جابر المعطوف يا من هو مندوب فعفوك مطلوب
يا ستار العيوب يا غفار الذنوب يا ستار العيوب يا غفار الذنوب يا علام الغيوب يا كشاف الكروب يا دافع الخطوب يا جابر المعطوف يا من هو مندوب فعفوك مطلوب
يا دافع الخطوب يا جابر المعطوف يا من هو مندوب فعفوك مطلوب
يا ستار العيوب يا